It's time to talk to Pastor Corey Brooks. Haven't talked to him in a week or two, and I always enjoy his conversation from the south side of Chicago in the Inglewood neighborhood. The man who once stood on his roof for months on end trying to raise money for the community center. That will happen in 2021, Pastor Brooks. I'm counting on a big check coming your way.
Yes, sir. I believe it. You know, it'd probably be better if you just go ahead and make me a co-host of your show, and then something will happen.
Yeah. How much money do you need?
We're at about $20 million. We raised about $5 million, and we've invested that in plans, architecture drawings. We're working on now getting permits so we can break ground. And so things are moving forward, and we're doing pretty good.
You have a very inflated sense of how much we pay talk show hosts here, Pastor Brooks, let me tell you. I'll tell you what.
Well,
you come be the co-host, and you will get that $15 million, but you'll have to work for 1,000 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever it takes, I'm willing to do it. And by the way, thanks for always mentioning us, and thanks for always talking about our work, especially on days like today, Martin Luther King Day.
So did you preach on Sunday, and what did you say about MLK, or was that not specific to your homily or your sermon?
Well, I'm doing a series called Level Up, and it's talking about financial responsibilities, which is one of the major things that Martin Luther King talked about, creating economic stability in communities. So that's the angle that I'm approaching. I'm working on trying to get people to be more focused on their personal finances and raise their credit scores and take responsibilities for themselves, which was a big thing that Martin Luther King talked about.
It's an interesting thought. I guess it is easy to get caught up in the platitudes, right? Let's all be equal. Let's all help one another. And if you don't tell me what that means, it just sounds good but doesn't accomplish much, huh?
Yeah, you know, and it sounds real good, and people love the things that sound good, but we have to put things into action. No matter how many books we read or how many philosophies we follow, if we don't put things into action, then we're never going to help ourselves and we're never going to help humanity. So we got to put it to work.
Well, what are you thinking about? Like, are you witnessing something in your community that you're talking about when you talk about better money management? It would seem to me like the problem on the South Side is not better money management, it's money acquisition, jobs and good-paying jobs.
Yeah, it's both. It's both and. You know, we do have a problem on the South Side with job acquisitions and creating an economic base where people can thrive. But we also have to take responsibility for ourselves that we've created a lot of debt, not just in our community, but our own personal debt, our own personal financial portfolios don't look good. And so we can't ask the community to do what we're not doing ourselves. And so I believe that as we teach people personal responsibility, then our community will be a much better place. And then we can create our own jobs and we don't have to wait on people to come in and save the day for us, but we can become entrepreneurs and create a better environment for our kids.
So do some of your parishioners have credit card debt? Is that something they deal with too?
Oh yeah. We're working on a plan for all of our members to cancel their credit card debt, to get rid of their credit card debt. So there was this one lady in our church, 80 years old. She's a wonderful person. She's been with us from day one. We just paid off her $5,000 credit card that she used to help bury her daughter who was killed. Who died. And so she didn't have insurance. So she used a credit card. Can you believe that? And high interest rates. So as a church, we decided, hey, let's pay this out for her and get her started over. And of course, we may have her cancel her credit card.
Yeah, right. The ceremonial
that's what we're trying to do.
Cutting up of it. Although sometimes, you know, if you need food or medicine, you got to have a credit card because you don't have the cash. I don't know about her situation, but it's kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, yeah, it's about understanding that money is a tool to be used and not abused. And so we have to teach people if you're going to use a credit card, you have to do it responsibly. You can't just indulge in just spending, and then because that presumes upon tomorrow, and tomorrow's not promised to you. And you got to learn to be content. Some of the things that we put on credit cards, we really don't need them, but we think we got cash in hand when we really don't.
Pastor Corey Brooks is on a phone line. Our number is 312-981-7200 if you want to call or say hello. That's a growing trend. People are turning to churches, or churches are just taking upon themselves to pay off people's medical bills, Corey. I'm sure you've heard about that phenomenon. And sometimes it's not even churches, but there's a movement afoot to use the resources that groups can sort of gather and then just wipe out somebody's crippling medical bills.
Yeah, and you know, it's a good thing to do. It's a great thing to do, especially when we're talking about, you know, a lot of people fail to realize that he was very community oriented. And even though he fought against a lot of different policies and fought for a lot of different policies, he was really about community. He is really about the church having influence in the community. And so that's what I want us to get back to. I want us to get back to the basics of just making sure that the church is heavily involved in the community and doing everything we can to make our community better, because that's what I really believe at the heart of what Martin Luther King was trying to do. That's what it was really all about.
Well, I don't know what else you would do, Corey. It seems to me like you're there on the ground level every single day. What do you want your church to do more of?
Well, I would love for our church, number one, to get this community center built. Number two, I would love for us to help people turn their families around. You know, there's a really major problem in our community. 80% of the households are single-parent households, and we thank God for all the single mothers, but we have to come alongside and help them to mentor and care for some of these, especially these boys who are getting into a lot of trouble and dropping out of school early. So we got to get more invested in the lives of families. We definitely have to get more invested in economic situations. You know, the church is one of the most stable institutions in the Black community. And so we have to make sure that we help others to thrive as well. We just can't take resources from the community, but we have to learn how to give back. So I want our church to be a well-recognized church, so much so that if our church were to close the doors, that people in our community would be upset because it would be so sorely missed.
Yeah. What about the stimulus checks? Have you talked to your parishioners then? If they got $600, if they're going to get $1,400 more, what do you tell them about that?
Well, I tell them, you know, hey, pay off some of the debts that you have. If you're going to get a stimulus check, let it be a stimulus for you. Pay off some of the debt and don't just go out and buy some shoes or a video game or just waste it away on entertainment and food, but go and do something meaningful with that stimulus to really help your family to get ahead.
Yeah, I thought $600 was not enough. I don't even know if 2,000 is enough, 600 plus 1,400. But some people say, no, we should stop doing that outright. Where's your head on that, Corey?
Well, I'm you know, I want to help as many people as I possibly can, and I think America, as Americans, we should do that. But also it tells me that we had a lot of people who are not making enough money, you know, because I think there was a certain limit. If you make over a certain limit, you can't get the stimulus.
Right.
And so I think we ought to strive for getting people to make more money and creating their own stimulus packages.
You know, I was talking last week about how Chicago public school students, this was the experience that an English teacher had at one of the high schools. They're teaching to the kids because the kids aren't going into the classroom. The kids are mostly staying home. It's well, actually, in the high school, they aren't going to the school anyway. But so this teacher is teaching to the kids. He's at his home, and they are in their homes. And all of their cameras are turned off. He's teaching to a blank screen. And
wow.
I just, that breaks my heart for the teacher that's trying to teach kids, and all he's looking at is his blank computer screen, or the little avatars of the kids, but he does not see but maybe two or three faces at a given time. I wonder what it's like out there and what you as a pastor can do to help the students and parents get as involved as possible in their education, especially in this challenging time.
You know what, John, that is so important, because we have a lot of kids who are not even taking the classes virtually, and that's really going to put people really behind. We have something that we call pandemic pods at our church, where we have young people to come, their parents drop them off, and we help to make sure that they log onto the computer. We make sure that they have a mentor to help with their tutoring. We make sure that they got everything that they need to be a part of the classes and to be involved, because it's very unfortunate that we're living in a day and a time where so many students are not taking the classes and they're not participating, and as a consequence, we're probably going to see a lot of kids with some very low grades and reading disabilities.
I think that's a great idea, Corey. A church, a community center, say if your home environment isn't perfect, take the kids not to school, if you don't want them to go to school, but take them, well, in the high school, they have no choice. They can't go to school. They got to do it from home. But take them to this third-party location, the church.
Yes.
We'll make sure they've got a good, quiet, stable environment and a tutor there to help them. What a brilliant idea.
Absolutely. And we have... we make sure that they log on. We stay in touch with the teachers. If the teachers know if they have any problems, to call us and let us know, hey, this kid isn't logged in. Is he there today? So we're doing the most we can at this present time to help as many parents as we possibly can. But it would be great if a lot of more churches would participate.
This is at the New Beginnings Church, right?
Yes, at New Beginnings Church of Chicago. Yep.
What's Martin Luther King's message to us today? I asked you off the air. I said, you think that, how did I put it to you, Corey? Is his message resonating more or less? Is it getting better or worse? Where's your head on the Martin Luther King message today?
You know, I think the message is always relevant, but it's very unfortunate that we're living in a day and a time where America seems so divided for whatever reason. Politically, we're divided. Racially, we're divided. It's just a lot of division. And I think Martin Luther King would be really abhorred if he saw all the division that we're experiencing here in the United States. And my prayer is that we can somehow, hopefully, begin to work closer together, even though we may have difference of opinions and different philosophies and political views. We have to find some commonality and things that we can all agree upon. And one of the things that we can all agree upon is that all of us want America to be the very best that we can possibly make it.
Every time I talk to you, Corey, I just think, boy, he just said something we all need to hear. And today was no exception. If this is not why I put you on, but I think, all right, now what am I going to do? How can I help this guy continue to help those people? Should I go to your church website? Is that what I need to do?
Yeah, you can always go to our church website, NBCChicago.tv. NBCChicago.tv is our church website, or our nonprofit ProjectHood.org. ProjectHood.org, that's Project HOOD.org, and people can find out about all the things that we're doing as well.
Hold on, NBC is in New Beginnings Church?
Yep.
You've got that website? You have NBCChicago.tv?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. Here's how you build that community
center. We'll sell it to them.
I was just going to say, I got $15 million for you. Sell Channel 5 that thing, man. Wow. Okay, New Beginnings Church. That's NBCChicago.tv.
Correct.
Or ProjectHood.org.
Correct.
Okay, buddy. Stay well. Your family's good?
Yeah, my family's good. And, hey, John, I want to say something to you, too. I really mean this. I want to say thanks for always looking out for us, and thanks for always thinking about our community and the things that are going on. You may not think that it's important, but it really is important. And so I just want to let you know that we really appreciate it.
We love you, Corey. Keep doing what you're doing.
Love you, too.
I'll be in touch, okay?
All right. Thanks, John.
Pastor Corey Brooks in the Inglewood neighborhood is the head pastor. It's his church, the New Beginnings Church on Chicago's South Side, NBCChicago.tv. Are you kidding me? And ProjectHood.org.